And in the day's other news, the number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States topped 675,000. That equals the total killed nationwide in the so-called Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, over a century ago. The U.S. population then was just over 100 million, less than a third of what it is now. Also today, the Biden administration lifted restrictions on foreigners flying to the U.S. as of November. They will need proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. And Pfizer announced that its vaccine works in children 5 to 11 years old. We'll have more on this after the news summary. The world's largest vaccine producer, India, says that it will resume exports and donations of COVID vaccines to nations in need next month. New Delhi had halted shipments after a devastating wave of infection swept the country last April. Today, in a government video message, the health minister said it is now possible to restart vaccine exports.
Vaccine production badh raha hai.
Vaccine production is increasing. The vaccination program is moving ahead in a fast pace. Next month, in October, we are expected to get more than 300 million doses. Going forward, the production will increase.
India did not specify how many doses might be shipped abroad. In Rwanda, the man who inspired the film Hotel Rwanda has been convicted on terrorism-related charges and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Paul Rusesabagina saved ethnic Tutsis during the 1994 genocide. He's also a critic of the Rwandan government. He had branded the trial a sham and said that he did not expect justice. Supporters called it part of a crackdown on dissidents. A student with a hunting rifle opened fire at a Russian university today, killing at least 6 people. 28 others were hurt. It happened in the city of Perm, 700 miles east of Moscow. There was no word on a motive. Police rushed to the university to confront the gunman. He was shot and wounded and taken into custody. Russia's ruling party has won parliamentary elections after barring most opposition candidates. There were also widespread reports of voting fraud. In a video conference today, President Vladimir Putin welcomed the outcome that reinforced his long-running grip on power.
I'd like to address the Russian citizens and thank you for your trust and for your proactive approach to life, dear friends. It means that people take a responsible approach in electing the state parliament.
Putin's United Russia Party won nearly 50% of the vote. That is down from 54% in the last election. Canadians voted today in a tight race on who will run the country. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party faced a strong challenge from the rival Conservatives. They rallied against Trudeau's handling of the pandemic and his support for vaccine mandates. And back in this country, 2 wildfires have burned into Sequoia National Park in California, home to some of the world's largest trees. 4 giant sequoias, known as the 4 Guardsmen, were unharmed. Other trees did burn in a separate fire, but the extent of the damage was not clear. Some of the sequoias are 2,000 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, what you need to know about a potential COVID vaccine for young children. One-on-one with the president of Colombia in this moment of crisis. President Biden's point person on combating climate change, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.